The Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Today, obviously, is a feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And this miraculous woman is really a model for the new evangelization that we hear so much about. In today's Gospel, it's her greeting that immediately makes known the presence of our Lord. And when she appeared on the Tepeyac Hill in New Mexico, there too she made known the person of her son. And with each of these encounters, people were converted. And they came to know and love her adorable son. There were two in today's gospel that were immediately converted and understood who the Christ was. And it was all at Mary's greeting. And there's been countless millions over the last 2,000 years of our history whom Our Lady has either appeared to or has encouraged their conversion to know, love, and serve Christ our Lord. What's amazing about Mary as a model is that you don't really hear her talk much. All of her life is geared towards pointing to Christ, being like a reflection of God and his goodness to us, a reflection of Christ to the best of her ability. And so she's a model for us, for this new evangelization. We don't have to go and talk ad nauseum until people finally convert. We say a couple of words, a few words, making known the presence of Christ, but it's both word and deed that will bring about conversion and helps perpetuate the new evangelization. My brothers and sisters, if you have a loved one, a friend or coworker who has fallen away, or perhaps is reticent to even hear the good news of Jesus Christ, turn to Our Lady. Ask her for the intercession of conversion. Ask her to help you to evangelize that coworker who, you know, is right there, is ready to come, but is hesitant. Sometimes it's easier for people to go through Mary to her son than to go directly to her son. For whatever human issues they might have, sometimes the masculinity of Christ can be off-putting for whatever reason. But Mary's another person. Mary is somebody who is our mother, who we know that loves us deeply. And if we have perhaps an issue going directly to Christ, Mary's the alternative, because everything she does is geared towards Christ. Everything she does is geared towards her son and getting everyone, all of her children around the world, to know, love, and serve him. So turn to her and ask for her intercession today.